Good afternoon. I'd like to thank everybody for coming down. It's a pleasure to have this. This is a regular event. We have this from time to time, especially around the Chagim. So if you would like to know about future events, just as a brief reminder, we're not going to bug you about this. Please register your email address in the front. I'd like to thank Frank Buchweist, who couldn't be here, for helping me arrange this, as well as Rabbi Rob Shore. I'd like to thank Rabbi Weinreb for joining us today and all the other Rabbanim HaChashuvim and our guests. Rav Goldwicht is one of the Rosh Yeshiva at YU. He's a Rebbe of a lot of friends of mine, including Shell right here. He's Mamish Pilei Plaim. He's the best. So I'd like to thank Rav Goldwicht for coming down here, volunteering in the middle of the day, in the middle of finals. And without further ado, Rav Goldwicht.
Birshut, Yedidi V'ri, Rav Weinreb Shlita, Moray V'Rabotai, Parashat Emor, have other name, Parashat HaMuadot. Torah give us the list of all the holidays, would start in Pesach obviously, and end with Sukkot. The last psukim in Parashat HaMuadot, in the first paragraph, Torah say, בסוכות ישבו שבעת ימים, כל האזרח בישראל ישבו בסוכות. Famous psukim, למען ידעו דורותיכם, כי בסוכות הושבתי את בני ישראל, בהוציא אותם מארץ מצרים, אני השם אלוקיכם. מדבר משה את מועדי השם אל בני ישראל. This is the end of all the list of the holidays. Immediately after, the Torah continue with דיני המנורה. וידבר השם אל משה לאמור, צב את בני ישראל, ויקחו אליך שמן זית זך כתית למאור, להעלות נר תמיד. And the ראשונים, understand, because the Torah connects Dinei HaMenorah to the end of the holidays, is mean to Dinei Chag HaSukkot, some connection between Sukkot to Hanukkah. And the connection, what Chazal explained to us is, Sukkot is 8 days, including Shmini Atzeret, Hanukkah is 8 days. Sukkot, every day we say Alel HaShalem, in Hanukkah also, every day, Alel HaShalem. Everyone knows the halakha, Ner Hanukkah, above 20 amah is possible. Cannot yoitze, exactly same about the schach of the sukkah, if it's above 20 amah, we not yotze edei chuvah. Ner Hanukkah take place outside from the house, sukkah is also outside from the house. As we see, many halakhot, what Hanukkah and Sukkot, similar. And we see a few line inside in the Rokeach al Torah, one from Baalei HaTosfot in the second paragraph. V'ikhu elecha, remez lechanuka, mas sukot shmona yamim, v'gomrim et ha'alel, af chanuka. La'alot ner tamid, remez lechanuka, v'ikhu elecha, elu shmonat yamei chanuka, and nerot, ner, and later the Torah say lerot, laila rishon ner echad, mikan v'elach mosiv v'olech, and all the other Halachot, what I mentioned, what show to us, Hanukkah is parallel to Sukkot. And the first question, what I would like to raise is, what is the inside connection, what Chazal would like to teach us about these two holidays? It means, what exactly is the essence, what connects Sukkot and Hanukkah? The second question, the Gemara, famous Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, in Paragraph 4, Tanu Rabbanan, Mitzvat Chanukah Ner Ishu Beito, Meadrin Ner Lekol Echad Veechad, Meadrin Min HaMeadrin, Bet Shomai Omrim Yom Rishon Madlik Shmona Mikan Veilach Pochet Veolech, Bet Hillel Omrim Yom Rishon Madlik Echad Mikan Veilach Masiv Veolech. The famous argument between Bet Shomai and Bet Hillel, how many candles we start in the first day? We start with 8 or finish with 1, or we start with 1 and we finish with 8. This is the first halakha, what we know about Hanukkah. The argument between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. We don't have anything before this halakha. And this argument between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel take 100 years after the Hashmonaim walk into Bet HaMikdash and take back Yerushalayim and we start to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim. And my second question is, what happened in the first 100 years? From the moment when the Hashmonaim walk into Bet HaMikdash until Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. How we celebrate Hanukkah? Exactly how we celebrate today? Maybe only in Yerushalayim? or maybe only in Beit HaMikdash. What exactly happened in the first 100 years? This is the two questions, what I would like to raise, and to start with these two questions. And B'siyata Dishmaya, we hope to get other aspects in these special days of Hanukkah, to understand the essence of the Hanukkah, and to see how it's relevant for us in our daily life. Is again, short and clear, the first question is, what is the inside connection between Hanukkah and Sukkot, what Chazal really want to teach us? Because we find many halachot, what is similar between Sukkot and Hanukkah, what you mentioned before. And the second question is, what happened in the first 100 years from the moment that the Chashmonaim walk into Beit HaMikdash until Shammai Vehillel, how exactly we celebrate Hanukkah? So to answer of these two questions, I would like to open with very famous Maharal in Gvurot Hashem. The Maharal tells us, soon we will see a little bit inside, fair, I would like to say this Be'al Peh. The Maharal teaches us, three times in the Tanakh, we find the word Emunah relate to Klal Yisrael. Emunah we find many times. But about Klal Yisrael, we find only three times. First time, הנה, פרוגרף 5, שלוש פעמים נאמר ויאמינו. One, כאשר בא משה לגאול אותם, and משה רבינו come to talk to us, because we will send them to say to us, soon we're going out from Egypt, שנאמר ויאמן. If you have pen, you can put line, ויאמן העם, כי פקד השם את עמו, וכי ראה און ים. Second time, בקריאת ים סוף, שנאמר ויאמינו בהשם ובמשה עבדו. And the third time, before קבלת התורה, הקדוש ברוך הוא עושה איתו משה רבינו, הנה אנוכי בא אליך באה וענן, למען ישמע העם בדוברי עמך, וגם בך יאמינו לעולם. This is the three אמונות, what we find about כלל ישראל. And the Maharal now continue and he explain. When משה רבינו come to talk to us and say, soon we go back from Egypt, this is אמונה בהשגחה פרטית. הקדוש ברוך הוא watch every one of us. He take care about every one of us. He not forget about us. And thank God, soon we're going out from Egypt. ויאמינו בהשם ובמשה עבדו, what take place in קריאת ים סוף, this is clearly אמונה, אין עוד מלבדוי. הקדוש ברוך הוא can do what he want. Any time, any moment, all over the world. And the third אמונה, what הקדוש ברוך הוא say to משה רבינו before קבלת התורה, וגם בך יאמינו לעולם, what is mean וגם בך יאמינו לעולם? תורה, what you give to עם ישראל is מהשמיים. אמונה, תורה מהשמיים. Is we have three base אמונות. One אמונה, first אמונה is, אין עוד מלבדוי, הקדוש ברוך הוא can do really what he want. Second אמונה is תורה מן השמיים. Third אמונה, השגחה פרטית. הקדוש ברוך הוא watch everyone. From this reason, the Maharal explain to us and say something pilei pleim, all these three אמונות take place in three holidays. Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyat Yam Suf, clearly, and od milvado. Kodesh Baruch Hu, do what he want in Egypt, all over the places. He creates the world again in Egypt. Shavuot, Torah min HaShamayim. And Sukkot, Ashgacha Pratit. First, in the desert, the Pasuk says, Simlatcha lo balta me'alecha. רגלך לא בצק הזה 40 שנה. 40 years, הקדוש ברוך הוא watch to us, ברוך השם, he protect us, and also when we cross the Jordan River and we move to ארץ ישראל, exactly same. What do you mean סוכה? We leave everything in the סוכה, not locker, not any door, and thank God, we trust הקדוש ברוך הוא. He protect everything. סוכות is אמונה בהשגחה פרטית. From this reason, the Maharal say, these three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, have special name. Regalim. Why regalim? Because this is the legs of Yiddishkeit. The three legs of Yiddishkeit is, one, En od milvadoi, two, Torah min haShamayim, and three, Ashgacha Pratit. Ad kan divrei HaMaharal. If we take this Maharal one step, up. is we understand something very interesting. When Bilam drives a donkey and he starts to hit the donkey, she opens the mouth and she says to him, "Lama ze ikitani ze shalosh nu regalim." In Hebrew, she's supposed to be to say to him, "Lama ze ikitani ze shalosh peamim." What does it mean, regalim? Fancy Hebrew she talks, shalosh regalim? He also is not Hebrew. What does it mean, shalosh regalim? Shalosh regalim, Chazal come and say in paragraph 6, "Vatomer lebilam, ma siti lecha ki ikitani ze shalosh regalim, ramzalo, אתה מבקש לעקור אומה החוגגת שלוש רגלים בשנה." You try to attack nation what celebrates three holidays in the year. What does it mean? You try to attack nation, עם ישראל, what believe אין עוד מלבדוי, what they believe תורה מן השמיים, מן השגחה פרטית. No chance for you to succeed. Now, these three holidays, what we have מהתורה, three רגלים, פסח, שבועות וסוכות, parallel to this three, we have two holidays from דברי סופרים. פורים, first, and חנוכה, second. What happened in פורים? First, what happened in פורים is, ונהפוך הוא. Unusual miracle. Abnormal miracle. עם ישראל recognize clearly, and not מלבדוי. In the last moment, no chance, something can change. כל אשר נכתב בטבעת המלך, אין להשיב. After a man sends the letters with a stample of אחשוורוש, no way to take this back. וואו, אין עוד מלבדוי. Moreover, what happened in פורים? הדור קיבלו. קבול הסתירה. Again, is פורים parallel to פסח and שבועות. חנוכה, what we celebrate now, parallel to Sukkot. Because what is the essence of Hanukkah? Masarta rabim biyad meatim. Celebration of Hanukkah is rabim biyad meatim. And this is parallel to Sukkot. Is the essence, the inside essence between what connects Hanukkah and Sukkot is emunah bashgacha pratit. And now, we'll walk a little bit more inside. Hordus, Mary, Miriam Achashmonait. This is the name of his wife. And because his wife, he wants to control all the keuna. He understands the way to control all the keuna is to kill all the family of the Chashmonaim. And this is exactly what he do, except his brother-in-law. Aristobulus, he keep him alive. He is 17 years old, and he make him Kohen Gadol. And he believe between Aristobulus, his brother-in-law, and himself, he can in charge also the Keuna. Yom Kippur take place. Aristobulus walk into Beis Hamikdash, all Seder HaAvoido, thousand and thousand people watch him. When the look of his face, everyone start to cry because he's look exactly same how his grandfather look when he walk in Beis HaMikdash. And Am Yisrael cannot hold himself and spontaneously they show him great love. But they make major mistake. Many of the people in Beit HaMikdash, in Yom Kippur, when Aristobulus make all the avoide, people what Hordus send to check what kind of respect Am Yisrael have to Aristobulus. And they say to him immediately after Yom Kippur over, Hordus, immediately you need to kill him. Because if not, the Tzibur following after him. And they have tremendous, tremendous respect to him. Immediately after Yom Kippur, before Sukkot over, he make big party in one of his palace in Yericho. And this time of the year, Yericho is very hot place. In the backyard, he have swimming pool. And he make nice cocktail around the swimming pool. He invited important people. People eat and drink. And he go around the swimming pool with Aristobulus. And he said to him, it's so hot day, maybe jump to the water. Feel a little bit more fresh. He said to him, with all the respect, I don't like now. And he put a lot of pressure on him. He jumped to the water. In the water, people of Ordus wait for him. In the beginning, they play with him a little bit in the water. After this, one of them pull him in, and a few minutes after, his body above the water. And he died. Everybody knows the shtick, what Ordus do. No one can say anything. Immediately after, Ordus decide no more to celebrate Hanukkah in Yerushalayim. We finish to celebrate Hanukkah. Because you don't want, Am Yisrael will continue to following after the Hashmonaim, after the miracles, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes through them, and he stop all celebration about Hanukkah. In this moment, Hillel HaZaken show great leadership, and he say to everyone, Rabbi Isai, we don't need to worry. This year, we will start to celebrate Hanukkah in the Jewish home. Everyone will start to light his menorah in the Jewish home. Until the time of Hillel, celebration of Hanukkah take place in Yerushalayim, in Beit HaMikdash. If somebody wants to celebrate Hanukkah, he takes his family, himself, and he drives to Yerushalayim to celebrate Hanukkah. In the moment when Ordus stop the celebration of Hanukkah from Beit HaMikdash, Hillel say, we not worry. We'll continue to celebrate Hanukkah privately. Every Jewish home. From now, we start to light Hanukkah candle. And in the same time, also publicly, we'll continue to celebrate Hanukkah. In Beit HaMikdash. When? In Sukkot. Because what is the essence of Hanukkah? Hashgacha Pratit. What is the essence of Sukkot? Also Hashgacha Pratit. How many days is Hanukkah? 8. How many days is Sukkot with Shmini Atzeret? 8. We'll celebrate in Yerushalayim, in Beit HaMikdash, in Simchat Beit HaShoeva also, Simchat Chanukah. And this explained to us, the Gemara in Sukkah, in paragraph 9, Tanya, Amru Alav, Al Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, כשהיה שמח שמחת בית השואבה, היה נוטל 8 אבוקות של אור, וזורק אחת, ונוטל אחת, ואין נוגות, זו בזו. When you're going to wedding, and we see somebody play with fire, 3, 4 is unusual. But the Gemara tells us, רבי שמעון בן גמליאל, נשיא ישראל, he play with 8 different fire. He take one and he threw other. Why 8? Why in שמחת בית השואבה? Because we celebrate today not only שמחת בית השואבה, we celebrate also the miracle of חנוכה in בית המקדש. Moreover, every year in שמחת בית השואבה, הלל הזקן take the opportunity to say few words to the ציבור would come to celebrate שמחת בית השואבה. And what he say to them, paragraph 10, תניה אמרו עליו על הלל הזקן, שהיה שמח בשמחת בית השואבה, אמר, כן, אם אני כאן, הכל כאן, אם אני כאן, מי כאן? Again? הלל say, if I'm here, everybody here. If I'm not here, nobody here. הלל, the humble great person in Am Israel, he says this publicly. הלל want to motivate everyone and to explain to everyone, you important. We need you, we need everyone. אם אני כאן הכל כאן, אם אתה כאן הכל כאן, אם את כאן הכל כאן. Everyone is important. He talked to all כלל ישראל would come to celebrate שמחה בית השואבה. And everyone need to feel how he is unique. Why? Because when you come to Sukkot to Yerushalayim, what does it mean to come to Sukkot to Yerushalayim? From Ginot Sakharov, before you walk into Yerushalayim, you have a big sign. You're not allowed to park your car in any place in Yerushalayim. We have Rakevet Kala to take everybody to our Arabayit. Millions of people walk into Yerushalayim. Millions walk in. No, millions. Who I am compared to millions? Nothing. Nuts. Gloom. No. You're important. We need you. Everyone is important. Only in Sukkot we can miss and lose from this emuna of hashgacha pratit. Because we see ourselves between so many people, we say, big deal, who I am. Everyone can say this. Is Hillel want to mechazik this in Sukkot? And it's very interesting. One more point, if you can look in paragraph 7, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Shlosha ptachim yesh lageinom. We have three enter to geinim. Echad bamidbar, echad bayam, ve'echad birushalayim. Three enter to geinim. Is bamidbar dichti vayirdu hem v'chol asher lahem chayim she'ola. We understand very well. Korach, stay against Moshe. Moshe represent Torah min ha-shamayim. He not believe in Torah min ha-shamayim. In this emunah, he find himself in geinim, in the desert. Paro not believe and not milvado, after all the miracles what he see, black and white, he finishes his life in the water, bayam. And what is mid-Yerushalayim? Echad b'Yerushalayim? Yes. Because what happened in Yerushalayim in Sukkot? This is the holiday what Am Yisrael celebrate more from any other holiday, more from Pesach. So many people, we can lose emunah b'hashgacha pratit. If we lose this, we stay close to other enter to Genom in Yerushalayim. Because we miss other leg of the Yiddishkeit. He's come Hillel and motivate everyone. Im ani kan, hakol kan. Not he talk about himself and he want to motivate everyone. And look how he end. He's show Dvar Torah in paragraph 10 in the last two lines. Af hu ra'a gulgolet achat shetzafa al pnei ha-mayim. He also see dead body on the water. Amar la de'atef tatifuch umetafayich itufun. What is mean? How is this relate to Simchat Betoshoeva? Because what he said to the Tzibur, Rabbi said, don't worry for Mordus. We know exactly what he do to Aristobulus. And we know when we see his dead body on the water, we know how this happened. He will get also exactly what he do. If not today, tomorrow. We'll continue to celebrate publicly in Bet HaMikdash and in every Jewish home, Hanukkah, in the right time. This is the reason why the Rambam start הלכות חנוכה in paragraph 11 כמה נרות הוא מדליק בחנוכה מצוותה שיהיה כל בית ובית מדליק נר אחד כל בית ובית this is deep בבית and how the Rambam שכונו הוא start הלכות חנוכה paragraph 12 בקפה בכסלב שמונה ימי חנוכה ואסורים בהספד ובתענית אבל מותרים בעשיית מלאכה we don't know anything now about חנוכה is only what we're not allowed to do. And now, first aloche, ונוהגות אנשים שלא לעשות מלאכה בעוד שהנרות דולקות. This is our shalom aleichem of הלכות חנוכה. Why? Because חנוכה, this is a celebration of the Jewish home. And we will celebrate the Jewish home, אמא, שהיא זכרת את הבית. She is the pillar of the house. This is חנוכה. Now, after we understand the essence of Hanukkah. And we understand exactly what happened in the first under tears from the Hashmonaim and they walk into Bet HaMikdash until time of Shammai Vilel, how we celebrate Hanukkah only in the Jewish home. Only in the Bet HaMikdash and after this we start to celebrate in the Jewish home. Now I would like to continue to next step about Hanukkah. Pilei Pleim. We not have this in front of us. I see this Be'al Peh. We know מצוות חנוכה זה פרסום הניסה of חנוכה must take place outside how זה גמור עשה איתנו רבון עונר חנוכה מצווה להניחה על פתח ביתו מבחוץ מצווה להניחה על פתח ביתו מבחוץ ואם היה דר בעלייה מניחה בחלון הסמוכה לרשות הרבים why פרסום הניסה of חנוכה must to come publicly, outside to the street. Why in Purim, what also we have unbelievable miracles, we not celebrate the Pirsum HaNisa, the Nes, publicly. It's only between us and the Jewish communities. Why Chanukah, Ikar HaMitzvah is, Le'anicha al Petach Beito Mibachutz. Also, if somebody don't have money to buy candle for Chanukah, he need the Rambam Paskin, he need to sell his suit, his shirt, and with the money to buy Ner Chanukah. I understand this about Dalet Kosot in light of Pesach. Night of Pesach, this is celebration of our freedom. We come nation in this night. Everyone need to feel a little bit freedom in this night. Also the poor person, what have difficult life and complicated life, he still need to feel in this night difference. Sell your suit, sell your shirt, buy Dalet Kosar. Good. But why Hanukkah? And not Purim? To sell the suit, to buy with the money Seudat Purim? To buy with the money something to give Mishloach Manot? No, we not find this about Purim. Why about Hanukkah? And something else what is very interesting. In Parashat Noach, when Noach sends the Yonah, what happened in the first time? She go around the Teva few times and immediately she returned back. What happened in the second time? She returned back when? Before night time, Lifnot Erev, with Ale Zait, olive branch, Befia. Come Chazal and say, this come to teach us. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu kick us out from Eretz Israel in Galut Bavel, we understand we cannot stay outside. It's very difficult. And after 70 years, we return back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and He accept us. Velo matza ayona manoach lekaf ragla. We return back. Second time, we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we return to Him back. When? לפנות ערב, בגלות יוון, ותבוא אליו היונה לעת ערב, הנה עלה זית הרב בפיה. קם חזל and say to us, לולי שהאיר הקדוש ברוך הוא, רוח הכהנים, שהיו מדליקים נרות בשמן זית. If הקדוש ברוך הוא don't give opportunity to the כהנים and to us, to following after the כהנים, to light menorah every night, בשמן זית, nothing will left from כלל ישראל. What is mean? Is our the way how we can continue is because Nerot Chanukah. Anachnu nishanim al Nerot Chanukah. What is mean? The explanation is mamash pilei pilei plain. Chazal tells us we have a few minutes. I don't know. אני יכול לדבר כמה זמן יש עוד? יש עוד כמה דקות? כן, בסדר? Few minutes. My Rabbi Rabbi say, Chazal tells us, 10 times in the Tanakh, we find the word Kala about us. 6 times in Shir HaShirim, 3 times in Yeshayahu, and 1 time in Yirmiyahu. 10 times in the Tanakh, we are Israel, have new title Kala. And parallel to this, Chazal tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kenegdam, lavash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 10 levushim. If we, אם אנחנו הקלה, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, חתן. He also need to dress properly. How חתן dress? לקראת קלה. And Chazal tells us, לבוש ראשון, שלבש הקדוש ברוך הוא, what he dressed first time, בבריאת העולם, של עוד והדר, שנאמר עוד והדר לבשת. לבוש שני, שבא להיפרע מאנשי דור המבול, של גאות, השם מלאך גאות לבש. לבוש שלישי, שנתן תורה לישראל, של עוז, שנאמר, לבש השם, עוז, התעזר, את סדרה. אינה הוא חזל קמנסי. לבוש שביעי, שלבש, להיפרע ממלכות יוון של צדקה היה שנאמר והלבש צדקה וכובע ישועה בראשו הרי שניים ספילפלוים when הקדוש ברוך הוא come to attack יוון he dressed himself with two לבושים לבוש צדקה with לבוש ישועה שנאמר we read the פסוק וילבש צדקה וכובע ישועה בראשו. Why הקדוש ברוך הוא have two לבושים when he attacked יוון? And what is mean לבושים? לבושים is very clear and very simple. הקדוש ברוך הוא show himself to us in different way. Every לבוש show other different way how הקדוש ברוך הוא talk to us. When he attacked יוון, he dressed himself בלבוש צדקה בלבוש ישועה. This two levushim is very interesting because we talk about this in the end of the days. In the end of the days, we say, "Koh amar Hashem shimru mishpat ve'asu tzedaka ki krova yeshuati lavo ve'tzidkati liigalot." Krova yeshuati lavo ve'tzidkati liigalot. Izmin ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu etakt Yavan, this is lemaise atchalta de geula. Because if the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, ki krova yeshuati lavo ותצדקתי להיגלות, you will see what is mean ישועה, בגד ישועה, you will see what is mean completely בגד צדקה, and if הקדוש ברוך הוא dress himself with these two בגדים, when he attacked יוון, this is the beginning of the end, what going to happen in the end of the days. What is mean? Short and clear. יוון fight against us, not physical war. Yavan represent Chokhmah. The wisdom, what Yavan have, is unusual. And people really can confuse and believe, this is true. We don't need to believe anybody, except what we can make, except what we can create. This is unique about Yavan. From this reason we say, Vetimu kol hashmanim. Shemen represent wisdom. The Gemara tells us, in few places, in Menoches, Tkoa, one of the places in Eretz Israel, mitoch sheregilim b'shemen zayit, the work with shemen zayit, chokhmah metzuya b'hem, the clever people. As the Gemara in Brachot, aroeh shemen zayit b'chalom, somebody have dream about shemen zayit, it's pele me'or Torah. He have special siyata dishmaya to understand Torah. His shemen represent wisdom, and they fight against our wisdom. They was very smart. Unusual nation, imperia. And they knowledge what they have, Edom take from them. Edom come from Yavan. Edom come because Yavan. Yavan create Edom. This malchut what we have today. Is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to attack who? Yavan. Is not only to attack Yavan, also to attack the source what come from Yavan is mean what? Edom. Is he need to dress himself? Levush Yeshua and also Levush Tzedakah. Tzedakah is against Yavan, Yeshua is what going to take place in the end of the days. And I explain this. One more minute. The famous Gemara in Masechet Sotah tells us why Anshei Knesset HaGdola get this kind of title, Anshei Knesset HaGdola, because after Bet HaMikdash destroyed, Yirmiyahu come and say, we cannot say Akel HaGadol HaGibor VaNora. No more. We cannot say this. Gadol, Gibor, Nora, what Nora? No, but Migdash. Daniel come and say, Gibor, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strong, why Am Israel will stay in so complicated situations all over the world? He takes this out. And Sheikh Nesak Dola come and say, no, no, no. You don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu show himself to us, not only when we have Bet HaMikdash, not only when everything is so clear, also when Am Israel stay all over the world. And Am Israel have difficult time and tragedies and tragedies. Still, we stay nation. How we can explain, how everyone in this world can explain why we still stay in this world? No chance to stay. It means Anshei Knesset HaGdola teach us this what we nation in this world. This is parallel to Gilui Shechina, what happened in Bet HaMikdash. In Bet HaMikdash we see clearly black and white, Am Yisrael Chai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, watch us, we see connection between Shamayim Vaaretz. Knesset HaGdola say to us, this is exactly what we see after Bet HaMikdash destroyed. How we still stay Am Yisrael, we still stay nation, generation after generation. This is a big sign. And this is a celebration of Hanukkah. Why we light Hanukkah outside? To light candle of Hanukkah outside is mean to show to the nations we still stay nation. You know one of the great antishemim in the world, very smart person, say, what make person antishemi? He hit usonei yehudim קצת יותר ממה שצריך. Eat a little bit more what we're supposed to be. And we see millions all over the world want to destroy us, and we stay. And when the goy outside come and say to us, Happy Hanukkah, for sure he says something else. Happy, I don't know what he says, yeah? What he say? But when he says the first part, he don't know what he say. For us, this is Gilui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still here, and he protect us. You know, Wiesenthal, Zichrono Livracha, what ran after the Nazi, when he was 90 years old, he want to have big birthday party in the top hotel in Vienna. Very, very expensive hotel, kosher food, and he asked for people to invite more people as they can. What knowing? And only he spoke in this event. When he stand up to say a few words, he say, I'm sure you ask why I need to celebrate my 90th birthday in this place so expensive. First, I want to tell you, I want to say now, Broche Shechiyanu v'kiimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. And I explain to you why. Because exactly in this room, Hitler, Himmler, Eichmann, all the Nazis imach shimam, decide how to destroy our nation. The chandelier in this room, you see them move a little bit. There's a witness. They heard their conversation. And now they also heard my Shechiyanu. And they now also know who stay for good. Not they, we. This is the reason what I want to celebrate in this place. This is Hanukkah. This is the reason why also poor person need to sell his suit to celebrate this mitzvah. And why we need to do this outside from the house. This is what Chazal come and teach us. And Mimele, when we understand all this together, this is the essence of Hanukkah. Holiday of Ashgacha Pratit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watch every one of us. And what represents Ashgacha Pratit more from everything else is a small candle. Because big light give us opportunity to walk into this room to see what's going, to sit, not to fall. Candle help me to see the details. What's there under the table in the side? Is candle after candle come to show to us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu watch us. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu really want for us to come to Him back. And He want to change this small candle to the big light of Or Chadash al Tzion Tahir ונזכה כולנו במהרה לאורו. יש כוח.
I'd just like to thank Rav Goldwich and everybody for coming. Mincha is going to be immediately in about a minute. And please, actually, you know what? First bench, Mincha is going to be in a couple of minutes. If we don't have your email address, if you didn't sign up for this program, please see me afterwards so we can get your contact information and let you know about future programs. Have a good day.